This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:05, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro. By Alan Pogonpool, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing of Litchfield. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By the Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. And by Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Tobinat, thank you very much. And, you know, March Madness, it's the last Saturday of March, and we've kind of got a March Madness type of show for you today. We've got the state champion scholar athletes in our studio.
Yes.
Mr. Kinder Guthrie is the first to arrive, so you get the early bird award.
That's right. Everything that's in the pot, he gets.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
He gets it all.
How much money's in the pot?
Zero.
Okay.
Yay.
We're also going to have Mikey Stevenson in. They're going to be having
Tim
a marathon
Gould, come on in, guys.
Sack soccer match coming up,
and
Tim Gould will be involved with
more
that as well.
Merrier.
So a big day here on Sports Saturday.
We're just winging it today.
Well,
you know,
that's different from the other days, Hal.
We're winging it with guests today,
As
opposed to just winging it with ourselves today. So, all right. Well, Kinder Guthrie is here. He's a member of the Litchfield Scholastic Bowl State Championship team.
And everybody's in bracket mode.
Yes, we're in
right
bracket
now. Although most of them have been destroyed. And the Litchfield Scholastic Bowl team successfully navigated their way through their quote-unquote bracket all the way to the state championship.
Now, Kinder, how many members, team members are there on the Scholastic Bowl team?
I believe there are 21 on varsity.
Do they all get to participate in a match? Or do you have to have a starting lineup, so to speak?
We usually have a starting lineup.
There's
some people that play more than most, but there are most people get a shot sometime during the tournament.
Okay. And this is the Scholastic Bowl. I like to equate it, and I'm showing my age now. I'm the oldest dude here. It's kind of like the old GE College Bowl, where you have a toss-up question, correct?
Yes.
And then you go from there and a chance to accumulate points. People are going, GE College Bowl?
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Could you explain, please?
Well, it's you come out with a toss-up question, and the team that wins, that gets the toss-up question correct, gets to proceed with another question and a chance to earn more points. Basically, the format?
Yes.
Okay. Was this a radio program or a TV program?
Absolutely. Nod my head. Yes. Can you see it? Yes, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Kinder, what are the nerves like when you get into a state tournament situation?
Depends how good the other team is. If they're known for being a really tough competitor, then sometimes we're really, really nervous. But sometimes you can kind of tell it's not going to be too hard. And you can.
I like this.
It's
like in the basketball court where the team's warming up. Sometimes you say, "All right, we're going to win tonight, boys."
That's right. So, Kinder, what's your specialty?
My specialty is largely social studies stuff. Mm-hmm. So that'd be primarily history and geography, and then some science stuff.
Okay. Now, the progression of the tournament, and a lot of people, unless you have a child that's been in Scholastic Bowl, really not very familiar with how things progress. But you have the lower level tournaments like regionals and such, and then you progress your way along through a state tournament. And it all culminates with a match at the Peoria Civic Center, at the Civic Center in Peoria, where they play the state basketball championship. But it's the Scholastic Bowl, and you're there with what, 9 teams?
Well, there were 16 teams total, but there were eight.
Okay,
and eight AA.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. So you have 8 teams, and then you play pool play for the first part of the competition, right? At state.
Yes.
So how did you do in pool play?
Well, we actually lost our first match, and then we won the other two. And I forget how exactly it happened, but somehow we ended up still having a shot at the finals.
Well, you beat, Sterling Newman and Litchfield tied. By the way, did Newman ever try to recruit you guys after the game? No? Okay. Anyway. But you beat Newman, so you had the tiebreaker. You're both 2-1, so you beat Newman, so you won the tiebreaker. So you got to play Lyle in the state championship game. And you pounded these guys.
I mean,
it wasn't close. Did you go in and say, hey, we got this thing in the bag?
No, we thought they'd be difficult.
Really?
But we were surprised.
After you lost the first match, I assume it was double elimination. So you guys
with
had
pool play.
Pool play. But once you lose the first match, even in pool play, your backs are kind of against the wall. You've kind of ruined your margin for error, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, we were concerned we weren't going to get anything that tournament.
Were you sweating it?
Yeah, we were.
Sweaty palms and all that?
Oh, yeah.
So who's your coach?
Mrs. Lamore.
And what did Mrs. Lamore tell you guys?
Don't worry about your shot at the final. Just keep playing.
There you go.
How does the topic breakdown happen, like in terms of what percentage of the questions are history or geography-based, math, science, those types of things?
Well, there's 24 in a match total, and with IHSA rules, they're usually pretty evenly divided. So there's, I think, about 4 in each category.
Kinder, what's the most bizarre category you've had to put up with?
Can
you remember one?
Oh, we've had all sorts of crazy stuff.
Like, you know, Russian history or something like that, or, you know, man.
We've had some of that, yeah.
Okay. Translating Mandarin or something like that?
Nothing like that.
Okay.
Is there ever a point for the state champions during the season where everybody who's in play looks at each other and goes, I got no idea?
Oh, yeah, that happens quite often.
So walk us through that process. You're a team, obviously. You're looking at each other. All right, nobody really knows, but we got to come up with something. How's that work?
A lot of times we'll just make a guess that we know isn't right, but to somebody who doesn't know better, it sounds like we know what we're talking about.
We can relate to that.
Make it till you make it.
All over that.
There you go. We're on top of that, I tell you. Oh, man. Wow.
Philosophy.
So it's 24 questions.
Yes.
In a match. And
24 toss-up questions.
24 toss-up questions.
Each one followed by a bonus.
There you go. And so as you're sitting there in the championship match against Lyle, did you jump out to an early lead?
Yeah, we did.
See, and then you just kind of cruise the rest of the way. Is
yeah,
that what you
well.
Did? Okay. So there's a lot of luck involved then. The
yeah,
draw,
very much.
The categories.
Questions that are good, like that your team has people that are good at. Sure. Yeah.
So you get halfway to the championship match. You have a pretty good sense you're going to win probably, but you can't really let yourself think that, can you? You have to stay focused on
yeah,
the task
you
at
have
hand.
To keep at it. Don't let yourself like get too
arrogant.
Too arrogant, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like we're gonna smoke these guys. Right. So Kinder Guthrie, your specialty is kind of the social studies. Let me throw out some of the names. Andrea Fisher. What's she good at?
A lot of literature and the upper level math and science, particularly biology stuff.
Ooh. Hmm. Heavy duty stuff. Mm. Tim Francis.
Just sort of general all around knowledge.
There's your Trivia Bowl guy.
Yeah.
Tim, if you need him, he's named Tim.
He can just flat out replace me.
There you go.
And go watch the Final Four.
We'll just give him your hat, man, and your hoodie, and you walk in, and he can be Tim. You know, Tim Mize. Logan Lychu.
A lot of the upper level science and math. He's very good at. He's probably our best math player.
You're talking upper level science. What's
like,
that like?
With biology.
Quantum
stuff.
Mechanics?
Not quite that much, okay. But a lot of kind of obscure stuff that you wouldn't really use.
Stuff that I'd like to read
and,
about.
And like organs and stuff, and like the scientific names of organs and all sorts
oh,
of
wow.
like crazy
wow.
theorems and
stuff that high schoolers shouldn't know.
Yeah,
pretty much,
basically.
The Pythagorean theorem?
Oh, no.
No, okay.
Oh, no, he says.
Oh, no.
I just heard that once. I have no idea what it is. Becca Quinn.
Literature, for the most part. Okay. And some, like, operas and drama and stuff.
Okay. David York.
Pretty much everything.
Is Dave kind of the go-to guy?
Yeah.
Is
oh,
he?
Yeah.
Okay. He's a senior, so
you'll
definitely miss him next year because
yeah.
you're a junior. Other juniors include Lexi Billick.
Also a lot of literature and, like, sort of current events stuff, which comes up time to time, but it's not too common.
How current event are we talking, like, nuclear developments in Iran and stuff like that?
Sometimes, but
really?
With the way IHSA questions work, normally current events was like 3 years ago.
Ah, okay.
There we go.
Yeah, stuff we can kind of relate to, right, Tim?
Slightly, yes.
Slightly, yeah. Just a day late and a dollar short. Kyle Jeffers.
Sort of general knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Parth Patel.
Again, sort of general knowledge.
General knowledge, okay. And, you know, because you have no idea what's coming up,
yeah.
it's good to know this. Andrew Thomas.
Sort of like Dave, a lot of everything.
Okay. Kyle Towner.
Science, particularly, and some math.
Are we talking physical science,
he's
biology?
More like physics, yeah.
Okay.
Like, and sort of astronomy and
oh, okay.
sort of like space stuff.
Cool. my kind
Kinder,
of guy.
All your teammates owe you like a dinner or something.
Yeah.
You're the only one who showed up.
Buddy,
you're
we're
giving
plugged.
Them all sorts of compliments.
That's right. That's
they
right.
owe you.
They owe you. That's right.
What was the winning question? Do you remember what it was?
No, I don't.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're fired. Get out.
Kinder, everything that we've got in the pot, we're going to take back because you didn't remember the winning question, man. My gosh.
The last three or so, I don't remember because I think it was about three questions towards the end. Till the end, it was basically mathematically impossible for them to win, so we just stopped caring.
The magic nice. Number had been reached. Nice. That magic number had been reached.
That has to be a great feeling, though, when there's still time left, but yet, you know, we're going to win.
That's right.
Do you remember what the first correct question was in that match?
No, I
Nobody
don't.
Nobody cares okay. about the first one. They don't remember the missed free throw in the first quarter. It's always the last one. You know. How about Chris Walls?
He's actually... surprisingly enough, because sometimes sports questions come up and we don't really have any kind of knowledge on that because they're not terribly common.
Well, let me trust me, Kinder. You can do a sports show and not have any knowledge about sports.
Do it every day.
We prove it every week.
But if you need to know who made the Hall of Fame in what year or something in just about any sport, he's the guy you go to for that.
He's going to replace impressive. Us. One guy could do all three of our jobs.
No
you
doubt.
Know? Andrea Weeks.
A lot of mythology. Like, particularly Greek mythology, which does come up fairly often, so it's good to have her around.
The mythology comes up often, huh? Well, of course, a lot of the lessons of mankind learned through the Greek mythology. Matthew Zumwalt.
He's, again, a lot of general knowledge.
Okay.
Some sports, which is, again, useful.
Have you been doing this since junior high or grade school? Or when did you get into this?
I started it would have been the fall of my sixth grade year.
Okay.
How many people in your class were doing it in sixth grade and are still doing it now?
Probably about the same number, but it's
good.
Different people.
Yeah, okay.
We've lost some and gained some. So.
So many times we talk about crowds getting a team motivated in a big game of sorts. You don't have that situation in Scholastic Bowl, do you?
No.
I mean, do you have a few people watching?
Yeah. Yeah, we have
like,
some parents.
But there's
and stuff,
a protocol that you have to.
Yeah, it's pretty quiet. Yeah. Can't really cheering loudly or anything.
Do they break out with an occasional cheer, though?
No, not normally.
Okay, because they probably get tossed, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
They want to get tossed out of a Scholastic
well,
Bowl.
You know, well, and here we go. Do they have officials at Scholastic Bowl? I'm sure they have some sort of panel of judges determining whether or not your answer is correct.
Well, they have a judge, the moderator.
Okay.
And they read the questions and then determine if the answer is acceptable or not.
Mm-hmm. Here you go. Does a moderator ever blow it and actually read the answer instead of the question?
Oh, yeah, that happens kind of a lot. But they have...
You know, they cut that out on Jeopardy. You never see that.
Yeah.
But Alex Trebek does that all the time.
Less in his contract.
Yeah.
Edit that out.
You can't have the screw-ups on
that. They have backup questions, though, so they'll just scratch that question and go to one of their spares they have.
When you get to these big matches, how many teams do you get involved sometimes? 12, 14 teams sometimes?
When we went to the Bloomington tournament back in like late January, I think we had 40-something teams, and it was a really big tournament, although we only played like 8. But
sure. You had pool play there, probably.
Yeah, it was a really big tournament, and most of them were AA, so we didn't do so well.
So how do you get psyched up for a Scholastic Bowl? Do you thumbsuit through books and stuff, and or do you just kind of relax and
I
chill?
Just kind of sit there, and if I don't know it, I don't worry about it, and if I do, I answer.
There you go. The safety of the free world's not at stake, right?
Nah.
There you go.
Mike, how often are you sitting just in class and something? Because I was like, wait a minute. I know that from Scholastic.
Oh, yeah, that happens often. And then sometimes it's weird that we'll learn something in class the week before and then have a question about that at a tournament, and we'll just kind of look at each other like, oh, okay, we got this.
Yeah. I bet there's a lot of different kinds of glances that you shoot each other like,
oh, yeah.
We got it, or... Not a clue, you know, and you're just blank staring like deer in the headlights. You're going, God, I have no idea. Not even David York has an idea. Boy, that's not good when David doesn't have an idea, right?
No,
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, nonverbals, I bet, play a huge factor.
Sure,
in
sure, sure, sure. Yeah, it's great. So how many are on a panel at a time?
5.
There you go.
Well, 5, with most formats, there's 5, although with the NAQT format, which we've done a couple tournaments, there's only 4. So we're not so used to that.
Okay.
And how often can you change out the panel?
Well, at the state tournament, we got two timeouts, a half, and you can change at the half, before, and then at each of the timeouts. So I guess 6 per game.
Any stoppage you play, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So when you came home, the welcoming home, what was that like? To know that you were champions of the state?
It didn't really sink in.
Really?
At first, it was like I knew we had won, but I wasn't really. The full magnitude of it hadn't really. I didn't comprehend it yet until we got home, and there were police cars escorting us into into town, and the people screaming at the high school.
And we've often, you know, talked about big games on the radio and high school contests and stuff. But when we learned that you had won the state, you know, we said this is what it's about. This is the whole crux of the matter here for education.
The best state championship to win.
Yeah, this is great. This is terrific.
And it's the first state championship for Litchfield High School. So that has to be an awesome feeling.
Yeah, the first one that we've won. We've gone to state several times, but this is the first one we've won, yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have to build a big new trophy case?
Tonight.
There you go.
It's got to stand alone.
Well, I kind of think so. Should have a light on it and everything, you know. So. If you need a little fundraising information, just to send it our way, we'll plug it, okay? So where are your teammates today? Are they left you hanging high and dry today?
I have no idea.
Oh, I tell you, they ought to be buying you pizza for a long time,
that's
man.
Right.
I'm telling you.
That's right. Kendrick Guthrie, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
State champions.
That's right.
From Litchfield. We need to get to a break. Sports Saturday continues in a moment.
Game Zone Plus in Nokomis has what you're looking for. Game Zone Plus has new and used laptops, tablets, cell phones, video game consoles and controllers, TVs, and a wide variety of electronic accessories. They also buy, sell, trade, and rent video games and DVDs. New releases too. Game Zone Plus also offers expert computer and smartphone service and repair. Remember to shop local. Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturday 9 to 9, Sunday noon to 6. Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember 324-2400.
This is Dan Fleming, President of Security National Bank. My staff and I would like to invite you to come celebrate Customer Appreciation Day with us on Saturday, April 5th from 8:30 a.m. to noon at each of our four locations in Witt, Fillmore, Irving, and Coffeen. Stop by and enjoy some refreshments with your favorite banker, like me. And be sure to register to win a prize. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:22, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Partly cloudy skies for today. Expect a high of around 50. Mostly clear for tonight. We'll have a low of around 30 degrees. Heading in tomorrow, it will be sunny and warmer. Expect a high Sunday of around 65 degrees. At 9:23, we have a temperature reading of 39 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Farming doesn't follow an 8 to 5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond. BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro has everything you need to have a great time. And it's not just for kids, it's for adults. Virtual sports include hunting, golf, car racing, spinning bikes, batting cages, air hockey, and pool. Call 556-8558 for tee times. Memberships and hourly rates are available. BR Virtual Sports for the child in all of us. Located on School Street across from Vogel Lumber in Hillsboro. Like them on Facebook.
Steak on the Grill, a crisp salad and baked potatoes served with Prairie Farm sour cream. Plan your next cookout around farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Sour cream for the baked potatoes, butter for the vegetables and rolls. For a dip everyone will enjoy, Prairie Farms French onion dip, perfect with chips or crunchy fresh veggies. And to quench that warm weather thirst, grab a plastic pint of 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
And at 9:25, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
All right, Tobin, thank you so much back here on WSMI Sports Saturday. And Terry, you're a soccer guy. It's a game of motion. It never stops.
That's correct.
And we've got a couple gentlemen in here who are really going to put that to the test.
Well, they're wanting to go beyond 76 hours of...
Hours. Sorry,
yes, we're talking hours. Marathon here, and it's for a good cause. Tim Gould from Blackburn College, Mikey Stevenson, one of the Blackburn players, joining us in studio. Good morning, guys!
Morning.
Hey, Mikey, wake up over there, buddy.
I'm over here.
There you go. Well, Tim, first to you, tell us a little bit about the event that's coming up, and obviously it's for a good cause.
Yeah, it's a marathon soccer match with the purpose of raising a lot of needed dollars for the Children's Hospital in St. Louis. Had a personal connection with our men's coach, Rob Steinkuhler. He and his young family, his young boy Jackson, has been in and out and receiving great help at Children's for basically a year. So it's a good way for everyone involved to give back to the hospital and at the same time play a lot of soccer and hopefully set a world record.
So how in the world, Mikey, how in the world did this idea for a soccer marathon come up? Did you come up with this idea, man?
I wish
grab that microphone there, buddy.
I wish I could say I did, but Josh Helms, who is a father of one of our goalies, actually has participated in a few Guinness Book of World Records soccer matches for baseball and basketball, am I correct?
Yep. They've set the record for baseball, I think, two or three times, and somebody beat them, and then they set it at one point for basketball as well. And each of those times, they also had a charity or a group they are raising money for, and we've got a really large goal here of money to raise. We're looking at hopefully $100,000 for the Children's Hospital.
Wow, that's okay. So you're taking pledges? Is that how that works?
Yeah, each of the players has a specific amount of money that they're looking to have pledged for them. But then we also have some corporate sponsors as well that are helping out.
Can you name some of the corporate sponsors?
I guess you'd say our two big ones that are sponsoring a team. Obviously, you've got two teams playing. Our First to the Finish out of Carlinville, and then also Dino's Logistics as well.
Okay, that's great. Without corporate sponsorship, a lot of times these sort of things just never get off the ground. So it's terrific that these folks get involved. So $100,000 is what you're wanting to raise. So how do people go about getting involved in making the pledge? What's the process, Mikey?
Well, each player has an amount that we each are wanting to raise, and that's $500. Now, I'm looking definitely to exceed that. And whenever I go and ask for donations through businesses and people I currently know, whenever I tell them that we're going to play for 76 hours, they look at me like I'm seriously crazy. They're like, how's that going to happen?
So explain to us the protocol for playing 76 hours. Obviously, you're going to have a little bit of time, downtime for a break here and there so you can grab a bite to eat and get something to drink. But is it the same two teams the whole 76 hours?
It's crazy. It's same two teams. There's only 18 players allowed on a roster.
Wow.
So there's only 36 of us playing. You obviously need 11 on the field at all times. So luckily, the group that we're doing this with, they've done different type of events. So we're trying to work out a substitution pattern. So if you got six guys that aren't really involved, they can actually sleep, get a meal in,
right,
get a shower in, those types of things. But we're figuring out with soccer, it's not going to be quite that easy to find a great substitution pattern. Every hour, I think, you earn like a 5-minute break, so to repair the field and do some things. So it's going to be very difficult, but I feel good knowing that these guys have done this multiple times.
Is this going to be a Guinness World Record, or is it through a different?
Guinness World Record.
And wow. So did they set the roster limit?
Yes. It's Guinness, I guess, follows the FIFA guidelines as well. So we're stuck at 18 a team.
Okay. Wow. And this is going to be played at Blackburn?
Will be played at Blackburn, yep.
On the big field?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
76 hours.
Wow. Ooh,
golly.
Wow. Substitution pattern. My gosh, Tim. That's going to put you... That's going to task you to figure out how to do that, man.
It's scary because I struggled to play an indoor soccer match last night, you know, and that was only 24-minute halves. So.
Now, in order to get the official record, do you have to have licensed officials and somebody from the world record company?
There's a couple different routes you can go. You don't necessarily need licensed officials, but you need a lot of documentation. So there's, you know, people keeping accurate stats. There's witnesses that have to be present, and there's actually a lot of guidelines to see who can actually qualify as a witness. So
obviously, us three here on Sports Saturday would not qualify.
No, we're disqualified.
Yeah.
This would have been a question to ask you off air, but I'm not so much into the preparation. Will you guys be streaming this on Blackburn's website? Will this be available online?
We will not be streaming it, to my knowledge. We will probably have some updates going on. We actually have a website right now, worldrecordsoccergame.com, just like it sounds, with a lot of information. Shows you how to donate, shows the rosters and who our sponsors are, and a lot of information like that. So we'll probably have some, I don't know, tweets going out during the game and other things like that.
76 hours. Well,
are the players going to be allowed to live tweet while they're playing in the game?
I don't think we've had that question come up. But.
Well, FIFA wouldn't allow that sort of stuff on the field.
Yeah,
so if you're following FIFA rules, then that's not going to happen. So.
Are you guys going to be keeping score in this game?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The events they've done before with baseball and basketball had some crazy stat lines.
I can imagine, yes.
I'm looking forward to seeing who can score 30 goals, you know, or whatever it would be.
Now, will everyone be rotating into the goalkeeper, or will the keeper be the same for the entire 76 hours?
I think everyone's going to play goalie, okay. And I'm sure that everyone actually will want to play goalie at some point.
So do you play 30-minute halves, 20-minute halves? Do you have a time clock that you have to go by?
35-hour halves, Terry.
Okay, yes.
I guess we just start the clock and play.
And play. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wow. That's amazing.
How do you get a clock to go to 76 hours?
No idea.
Well,
you cross that bridge when you come to
you
it.
Put 60 minutes on it 76 times.
We might have to get a new clock. I don't know. Get a couple scoreboards.
Wow. Just to look at some of the other records that have been set. The world record baseball game set last May went 62 hours and 32 minutes, and they raised $100,000 for the folks in Joplin, Missouri. The baseball record before that was 60 hours, and the basketball game record, 112 hours and 13 seconds. Wow.
Yeah.
How do you get the 13 seconds?
Why
stop? Somebody got 112 hours.
You know, somebody's got a clock.
Was the record 112 in like 10 seconds?
It doesn't have it here. Could have been.
Yeah.
Somebody fell asleep. Yeah. So could have been. You just bumped something down there again.
I've got a problem with that. Just talk amongst yourselves.
Oh. There we go. Thank you. We suddenly beamed over to AM 1540.
The Doug Rye Show, by the way.
The Doug Rye Show, that's right. So, all right, this is going to be held April 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th at Blackburn College. Just call the college for information or go to the website.
Yeah, definitely go to worldrecordsoccergame.com. In addition to the soccer match, you know, which is going on for Thursday through Sunday is the plan. There's going to be a lot of other stuff going on. We're hoping to have a DJ, a band. I think a Zumba class will be out there Saturday on the open fields, and looking for a kickball tournament on Sunday as well.
Okay.
And there'll be concessions.
Yes. Yep. I think we're going to have
fruit.
Yeah, you know, a lot of fruits and snacks and things like that. But I think we have a some type of company that serves up juice drinks and things like that coming out one day as well.
That's great. Wow. 76 hours.
I'm already tired. I've only talked about it for 10 minutes.
So, Mikey, are the Blackburn players all involved in this?
Yes.
Is it men, women, or all just men? Oh, just men, huh?
The way it's looking right now is, you know, it's definitely for a good cause. little Jackson is our definitely number one fan, and we're all looking to support him and do whatever we can, and I think this is a great way to show it.
We always hear about, especially college teams, being families, and a little guy like that, he's just always around the program.
If it was a basketball coach, he'd be a gym rat. But he's a soccer rat. Yeah. You know, that's a thing. So, Tim, how's your transition from high school to college gone?
It's been fun.
It's a new challenge for you.
It's a completely new challenge. A lot of different aspects of coaching that you don't have at the high school level. You have the college level. But I've enjoyed it, and I'm happy that I got the opportunity.
What's the biggest difference between the speed of the game? Outside the speed of the game, what's the biggest difference?
The speed of the game, the physicality of college soccer is drastically different. And you've got deeper teams. Yeah. Even some of the teams that might win a state championship at the high school level, especially the smaller classes, might have a handful of really talented players. And you get to the collegiate level, and your top teams have 30 or 40 talented players on the roster.
Yeah, when they can bring, two people off the bench and you don't lose a thing, it's tough. It's tough. Yeah. So, how big has your roster been?
We had a small roster last fall. We only had 14 women playing, so it was difficult substitution-wise and things like that. But we'll definitely be adding to that number next fall.
Good, good.
Tim, I know we talked, I think it was over the holiday tournament at Carlinville, though. Recruiting-wise, there's a couple of big kind of invitational-style tournaments around the area where you really have an opportunity to see a lot of talent in a very centralized location.
There's a tournament every weekend somewhere in the United States for club soccer.
Yes.
And you can go and see 30 or 40 different teams play on a given weekend. And the athletes are out there, for sure.
And it doesn't stop. It's every single weekend.
Every weekend.
Yeah.
I was traveling December and January. It's freezing cold, but there's kids out there playing.
It's amazing. It really is. So that's coming up, the big attempt at the world record beginning April 10th at Blackburn. And guys, good luck. It's sounds like quite an endeavor, and I bet you reach your goal, and it's good. Say hi to Rob for us, and I guess your roster has to be submitted ahead of time, and is there an age limit that you're allowed to have? Or?
There's no age limit. I think we'll have guys ranging from, I would think our youngest will be 17, 18 years old, and then we'll have some guys in their 40s.
Okay. Wow.
More of an age suggestion.
Yeah. Get ready with the Bengay afterwards. And the ibuprofen. And maybe something a little bit more heady than that. Take the edge off,
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
A cold frosty one, perhaps?
A cold frosty probably wouldn't hurt, yeah. I tell you, it's 76 hours. And you're playing rain or shine.
Yeah, that's a scary thing. I guess only thunder or lightning would make us pause the clock, I guess.
And how would that affect? I guess you just have to.
I guess you'd wait it out and restart as soon as you could.
Okay. All righty. Well, if you need more information, contact Blackburn College or go to the website.
WorldRecordSoccerGame.com.
There you go. That's coming up
awesome
beginning
stuff.
April 10th. Wow. That's just, a week away? 10 days away?
That's April 10th?
Yeah.
Yes. It's the day before our first high school baseball broadcast.
Oh, wow. That's a Thursday before our high school baseball broadcaster. Okay. Man, I like soccer. The 76 hours of it. Wow.
If we would have known this, Terry, we could have got you on one of the rosters.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah, you could have used me as a mat. Do you wipe your feet on you?
All-time goalie for 76 hours. Yeah.
You probably would have reffed it.
Well, let's see. What have I got going for me? I'm old. Well, that's not good. I'm bad. That's not good. And I move real slow. Well, that's not good. That three strikes and I'm out.
You're from Raymond.
Referee.
That's a plus. Referee. I can be bought.
There we go.
There you go.
We could always use.
There's always an upside. What's that, Mikey?
We could always use a good ref. I just can't wait to play in the dark until the sun comes up.
You have lights at the stadium?
We've got a
temporary.
We've got a sponsor that's donating temporary lights out there for the few days we need them.
I hadn't even thought about that, but that will be quite the experience playing as the sun rises for 2 days.
Well, and the turf conditions are so different. early in the day than during the daylight hours, because you've got a lot of moisture that you're dealing with. So,
yeah. I had to buy another pair of shoes.
Yeah,
I mean,
you go through two or three pair of shoes that day. Probably
I had my cleats, but I just purchased a pair of turf shoes, so I can't wait to wear those good looking.
You'll get them broken in.
Yeah,
they'll be broken in. No doubt about that.
Make sure you have a little extra duct tape with you.
Thanks, Mama Barb.
Yeah, Mama Barb. Yeah. That's right.
Broken wore out. What's the difference?
Hey, you know. How many times have I seen kids with duct tape around their shoes, you know, hold them together?
I've been one of them.
Yeah. Tim Gould, Mikey Stevenson, thanks so much for joining us. We need to get to another break. Sports Saturday rolls on in just a moment.
Spring is here, a great time for floral arrangements. Nokoma's Gift and Garden is the place to shop for all your springtime needs. You'll find vegetables and bedding, a variety of tropical blooming plants, proven winter flowers, and much, much more. It's also the time of year to display those beautiful hanging baskets, and Nokoma's Gift and Garden has them. And if you have a question, give them a call at 563-2736. Let Lola and her staff make your house a home. Stop by soon. Nokoma's Gift and Garden. Listen for high school baseball and softball broadcasts on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Brought to you by FNB, First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville. Mark Sterin, your State Farm Insurance agent in Litchfield. Wills Milling and Hardwoods in Carlinville. And by Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon. And for the broadcast and online broadcast schedules and podcast of all of our games, go to our website, WSMIRadio.com.
Teamwork Rehab Physical Therapy at Hillsborough Area Hospital can provide you with all the services you need for living well, working effectively, and playing at the top of your game. We specialize in aquatic therapy, work hardening and conditioning, phase 3 cardiac rehab, orthopedic and sports rehabilitation, custom splinting and orthotics. Let our team of all licensed professionals meet your speech, occupational, and physical therapy needs at any of our 3 convenient locations in Litchfield, Hillsborough, and Nokomis. Give us a call at 532-4160. Trust Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital.
And at 9:42, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Partly cloudy skies for today. We'll have a high of around 50 degrees, mostly clear for tonight with a low of around 30. Heading into tomorrow, sunny and warmer. We'll have highs in the mid-60s. Extended look for the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies. There is a chance for some showers Tuesday night and Wednesday. Expect highs in the mid-50s. The lows will be in the 40s. At 9:42, we have a temperature reading of 39 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in just a minute.
Since 1899, 4 generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
From auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement, Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible.
You can grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
And at 9:43, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
All right, Tobinot, thank you very much. We just learned a little caveat to the 76-hour soccer game. Yes. If you think you're going home for a few hours to catch a nap, not going to happen.
Wrong answer.
Got to be within. What was the distance within the field you have to stay at all times?
I'm not sure what the dimension is. It's a couple feet, but we'll have guys in tents and RVs and sleeping on cots.
It's going to look like Krzyzewskiville out there.
Definitely going to have a picture of this.
Krzyzewskiville is closed for a few months.
Yes, it is.
See you're sporting the Duke hoodie, though. So
yeah. I'm just telling you.
Proud supporter.
If you know another group of students that massively camps out in tents to compare it to, by all means, roll it out. But that's the only one I know of.
They're out there, but they're just imitations.
There we are.
Often imitated, but never... Yeah,
we don't want to talk about the Duke offseason. I've just gotten over it.
He was in an extremely bad mood the day Duke lost.
Wasn't a good day for me.
No, I bet
it wasn't.
You weren't the only
one. Probably not. The madness.
Tim is Mr. Happy on the radio normally. Oh. That day he was not.
That's me, Mr. Happy.
So how are your brackets holding up, Timbo?
Hey, I'm in first place here.
There you go.
First place here. That's right. So holding on.
The
going wire to wire, but I know how it's going to end. Going to crash and burn for me on the last day.
Battling for the coveted WISME Cup.
That's right. Yes. Trying to bring it back to the on-air staff here.
Yeah, I don't know that the on-air staff has ever won it, have they?
Not to my recollection.
I don't think we have.
I don't know. I've only been running it for 2 years.
Yeah,
in the second year.
We'll see what happens.
We're a bunch of losers back on this side.
Some great games last night.
We're the guys that followed college basketball.
Well, that's the beauty of the bracket, though. Yeah. I've always thought the less you know, the better you're going to do.
Yeah.
Because the more you know, you think yourself out of something.
Count me in.
I've told you that for years.
I know.
You overthink things if you know too much about it. So
it's like in Tin Cup. Well, your brain got in the way. Well, that's never been the case before. Couple of great games last night. Kentucky knocks off defending champion at Louisville. And then Michigan State survived
Virginia. We're going to have to scoot Tim over.
You need to go over there.
His knees, his legs got the wigglies over there.
It's not my fault. It's bad design. It's bad design.
Just put a cover over that panel.
You need a lot more than that. But the young Kentucky squad, all freshmen, knocks out the defending champs.
Louisville had
a little bit of a gag factor.
Free throws.
Mm-hmm.
This entire tournament, every team, it seems like every game has been decided by poor free throw shooting by somebody. I mean, and Russ Smith, one of the top Louisville players, he couldn't hit a free throw to save his life.
He couldn't hit a free throw from 2 feet away.
It was bad.
Mm-hmm. When your point guard can't make free throws.
And this was the guy that turned the tournament on its ear last year.
Yeah.
He was all everything.
But if memory serves me, I think he didn't exactly light it up from the free throw line then either.
Well, fortunately, he had other guys around him that were playing well. Peyton Siva and Luke Hancock.
Well, they were playing well up until last night.
Yeah.
About 35 minutes.
Yeah.
They jumped out to an early lead, too, like an 11-point lead out of the gate. And after that, Kentucky made a run. And
did you see the Michigan State game last night?
Oh, yeah.
They came out, and they forgot they were playing basketball in the second half.
Yes, they did.
What is this game again? Basketball?
I was highly invested in the Michigan State game.
Yeah.
My bracket rests with Michigan State. Must have Michigan State.
Yeah, that one. That'll
be the bracket buster, huh?
Yeah.
Michigan State goes down.
Last night made up for the Sweet 16 the night before, to where it was kind of boring, but last night was much better.
Last night was good.
Last night was exciting.
This has been a great tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Overall, there's been a high number of games that have gone down to the final possession, to the final minutes, and
so you've got Michigan State winning the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's my Final Four? I got Florida, Michigan State, and then
Arizona
and Louisville.
You picked Arizona? You're the one that always tells me Arizona chokes.
They do. I work with three brackets. I'm the three bracket system, Terry.
Okay, that's right.
I'm a three bracket kind of guy.
Okay.
And this just happens to be one of the brackets where I did. But yeah, the other ones, they're choking dogs. I had them out early.
Well, one of them you had Duke winning it all, and obviously that one.
Well, he always has a Duke.
I always have Duke. Speaking of choking dogs, I guess they can't go out much earlier than that. So I'll have to own that one.
Let's turn our attention to baseball.
Shall we? Coming up Monday, they count.
Hey, they count. Plus $292 million.
Oh, boy.
That's a lot of count.
Miguel Cabrera, 10 years. $292 million for a guy that's 31.
He could have gotten more.
Had he gone to the Angels.
Well, he stayed with his own team. He's got to be like the first guy to sign that kind of contract and stay with one team.
You always think that the last bad contract will be the last bad contract. But there's always the next one. Yeah. I mean, after Poole signed that deal, everyone's like, well, nobody in their 30s is going to get a 10-year, $200-whatever-million contract.
What are these people thinking?
Enter Robinson Cano.
What are these people thinking? This ownership.
They got the money to spend.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, the Angels also locked up Mike Trout for the next 6 years. Kind of what I thought was kind of a bargain. I mean, they signed him to a 6-year, $144 million deal.
He'll break his leg this year. 6 weeks in, he'll be done for the year.
But, you know, that's the risk that you run as an athlete if you're going to turn down a big deal like that. Like Max Scherzer for the Tigers turned down $130 million plus contract. Which all fine and good. He could get more than that, but he gets hurt this year.
But that precipitated the signing for Cabrera. That freed up the money that allowed Cabrera to be signed for that amount.
You look at a guy like Alan Craig a couple of years ago for the Cardinals, signed, I think, like a 5-year, $30 million deal, and you're thinking, boy, he probably could have got more than that, but then he got hurt shortly after. I mean, in baseball, it's all guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you got to take it while you can get it.
Plus, Major League Baseball and the Players Association changed the drug rules a little bit. First time you're caught, it goes from 50 games to 80 game suspension. Second time, from 100 to 162 games. Third time, you're gone.
That's a big difference, I think. Yeah. Plus, half season, full season.
Plus, you don't get paid for when you're suspended, and you can't play in postseason. Yeah. So you forfeit your right to play postseason.
That's I think the not being able to play in the postseason. That's the biggest part of it, because Johnny Peralta, just for example, was able to get a deal because of how he performed in the postseason. Right. So that's it's going to take away from a lot of players' chances to help their cases for the contract.
And I believe there's more blood testing and more urine testing involved, too. I think they doubled.
They better be.
Trying to get through that little gray area, I guess, where players knew, all right, I just got tested here.
Yeah.
I'm good for X number of time. Well, not so much. You got a random one coming somewhere in between there.
Mikey, you're smiling over there. What do you got, Mikey Stevenson?
Oh, I got some fun facts for this topic.
Okay, okay.
Miguel Cabrera's $292 million deal for 10 years. Actually, it's obviously $29.2 million a year, $180,000 a game.
Ooh.
So at bat, that's $45,000. Hit or miss, which obviously that says baseball is where the money's at.
That's exactly right. Yeah. You know, it's the hardest sport, I think, to get the big deal, because you got to navigate your way through all the minor leagues. But if you make it, you're going to get paid.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the NFL, these guys, they sign these contracts. Hey, if you don't perform, you're cut. Your money's, get your guaranteed money. But like a guy like DeSean Jackson.
Yeah.
Just got signed an extension 2 years ago, got cut yesterday.
After a career year.
I mean, if you have the choice between football and baseball.
That's just part of football's problem.
Well, it is.
Football's got a lot of problems to deal with.
Takes your body, and then they take your money.
And now they're going to stick more on Thursday night.
And now you can't even dunk the ball over the goalpost. What's this world coming to?
That's why soccer's taking over the world.
I tell you what. You know, there's been some stir this week. Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, kind of made some ripples, I guess, when he suggested that the NFL in 10 years would kind of be off the top of the mountain, so to speak. And anytime you say anything bad about the NFL in this country, you might as well have said something bad about Jesus.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not going to end well for you, because people will be on you.
And then again, it's Mark Cuban.
He's a smart guy, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he is. But he's a lightning rod.
He is a lightning rod.
And he likes to stir the pot.
He does. And he obviously has a vested interest being an NBA owner and seeing the NFL come down. But it'll happen eventually. I don't know about 10 years. But if you would have said, when you were growing up, Terry, if someone would have said to you, Major League Baseball is not going to be the most popular sport, I mean, people wouldn't have believed it.
But to me, it is.
Well, I understand that, but it was, though.
Yeah.
It was. It is to you still, but it was the most popular sport back then. It's not now by the numbers. But if someone suggested back then,
just depends
then that this
on what numbers
happen.
You look at. Just depends on what numbers you look. You know, numbers can say anything.
Terry, the NFL is a lot more popular than Major League Baseball across the country. It just
know.
Is.
I don't know.
And if you would have told people that 25 years ago, they wouldn't have believed
season.
It.
It's a shorter season.
But it's just more popular.
I don't know.
I don't have to like it or agree with it, but that's just the fact.
I still think baseball is America's sport.
Well, yeah.
And when you take into account the TV contracts, the games on radio, on TV, and the playoffs and all that sort of thing.
But the highest rated television events are always
that's because there's just so few. That's just because there's so few.
I understand that, but that doesn't mean that
But that doesn't mean they're the most popular.
Yes, it does.
It just means they're most popular as far as ratings are concerned. That doesn't make them the most popular.
So just because more people are watching the product, buying the merchandise, that doesn't mean it's more popular. I see. I got it. I was confused at first.
No. That's another discussion for another
time. It is.
Yes.
I love baseball.
Oh, sure.
And it's coming up Monday.
Sure. Yes, for
2:15.
And then a week from Friday, it'll be 2 weeks from yesterday, we start our high school baseball broadcast. So that weekend, these guys are playing 76 hours worth of soccer. We're going to have some high school baseball broadcast. Hopefully the weather's nice for you guys and for our high school baseball broadcast. So.
Yes.
If it's not,
for us, we can just pack up and go home. For you guys, you're stuck playing in it, you know? That's not necessarily a good thing.
Go to the tent.
man. Put Glad bags and garbage bags over your, you know, over the top of you and play.
Never know what Mother Nature has in store.
It can be brutal.
Watched the Cardinals out of Memphis last night.
Yeah. Yes, they did. And the I thought maybe they'd do a makeup game today, but apparently the collective bargaining agreement, they have to have a day off and then a workout day before the season
right,
starts.
Mandatory off day.
Yeah.
And I was reading something. Apparently, you can't. They're not even allowed to travel on their scheduled off day.
Really?
Yeah, so they couldn't even, like, delay that game last night and try to let the weather pass because if it got to midnight.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that's what it said.
Really?
That's what it said. The Major League Baseball Union. Powerful beast.
Oh, yeah. Very
you know,
powerful
talking
beast.
About not believing things that would have been 10 or 15 years ago, who would have thought the Major League Baseball Union would be leading the way on drug testing?
Well, the majority of the players don't use the stuff. Right. That's why. And they got.
But that was
up.
Always the case.
Oh, yeah, though. Yeah. But education changed a lot of things.
Yes, it did.
You know, as it does most of the time. So
there was a quote from Matt Holliday, something to the effect of,
if it's still around, then it's
well, no, when you go 0-for-4 on a hot summer day in St. Louis, you're not exactly you want to go get your blood drawn, but that's just the way that it is.
That's just the way it is. You're right. And Major League Baseball is taking the lead after being behind the eight ball for all those years. They are now leading the way, cleaning up the sport. So, and that's where you lead into the NFL. How has the NFL escaped PEDs? Come on. Guys cannot be that big.
They're not going to for much longer.
You know.
But the biggest difference to me with that is the mentality of the fan. The football fan, or my mentality as a football fan, I want to see violence. You know, I don't watch football to watch
Peyton Manning. Gladiatorial
sports. I don't watch to see Peyton Manning throw 7 touchdowns. I want to see some dude get laid out. You know, snot knockers over the middle. That's what I want to see. But it's the brutality of football, a gladiator type of sport.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, America's pastime.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be pure. The records mean something.
Well,
the records in football don't really mean anything. They're supposed to mean
they're
something.
They're supposed to mean
they
something.
Used to
they
mean
used to
something.
Be. Well,
and that's why people get so upset about steroids in baseball and not football because, you know, the records in football are meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, historic.
Well, and the thing of it is, things have changed dramatically over the years in baseball. For one thing, after Bob Gibson's terrific year in 1968, the mound is 6 inches lower.
Right.
I mean, come on. So, you know, pitchers didn't have quite the advantage. And the American League found out with the DH that offense puts people in the stands. And that's why, you know, the DH came around. The ballparks are smaller. Now we've seen a resurgence of pitching because teams know that pitching is how you win World Series. It's not out slugging each other. It's out pitching each other. So, and the Cardinals are a great example of that. You know, they'll go deep into the playoffs. They just grind it out. They may not win every year, but they're going
to
be in it.
Yeah, not many 8-7 games in the playoffs.
No, no.
Even in the steroid era.
You know, you will get maybe an 8-7 game one night.
One night.
But most of the time, it's 4-3, 2-1, something like that. And you know, it's all coming down to one pitch a lot of times. Did he get the corner? Did the batter go the other way with it and hit in the gap? Whatever. You know, it's all comes down to, in particular, power pitching. Tim, we've talked about this before. Late in the ball game, it's not the guys that throw junk. It's the guys that throw the heater, 100 miles an hour. Here it comes, big boy. Swing at it, and if you can hit it, more power to you.
And I don't think it's any coincidence that, you know, the last 3 years the Cardinals have had great success in the postseason, and they've had straight gas coming out of the bullpen all 3 of those years. And that really wasn't the case for a long number of years. They had good bullpen guys, like you say, but not – flamethrowers.
And it's funny because the Cardinals seem to be the trendsetters now.
How about that?
You know, which 15 years ago you're going, St. Louis being a trendsetter? No. You know, good baseball town, obviously. Great baseball fans. Good tradition. But are they the trendsetters? They are now. So, and Ballpark Village opened up after 10 years.
If anybody can get in with the dress code.
Well, they've relaxed.
They relaxed their stance.
Oh, thank goodness. So I can wear a jersey and a hat to Ballpark Village now? Yes.
But if they see your underwear there, Tim, you know, there's going to be a problem.
But what moron came up with the idea? We've got this great venue that people have been waiting a decade for right across from the stadium. Let's make sure they're not wearing sports jerseys and ball caps.
Next to a baseball diamond.
Right.
You know, next to a ballpark.
Makes perfect sense.
Well, yeah.
But at least cooler heads prevailed.
But once again, I point out that the world is guided by the foul pole syndrome. It doesn't necessarily make sense. That's just the way it is.
Baseball couldn't have it any other way,
couldn't have it any other way. It hits the foul pole. It's a fair ball. There we go.
Kinder Guthrie, thank you so much for coming in. Congratulations on the Litchfield Scholastic Bowl. state championship to Mikey Stevenson and Tim Gould. Rest up, fellas. Get hydrated.
Yeah.
That's 76 hours. It'll go by like a cup of coffee.
I hope.
It'll fly by. For Tobin Hunt, Terry Tone, David Jenkins, I'm Tim Mai. Sports Saturday is done on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, the station you can count on.